if you want something that's good and hot, just eat a hamburger, it'll hit the spot. You can see them on the griddle going flippity-flop. Makes you want to do the boogie to the hamburger hop.
It's the Montreal Burger Report with your hosts,
Chris, Zeke, Han, and
Rick Fiddlestein.
Just ain't nothing finer, nothing that's quite so new, than jigging it with them to the sizzling rhythm like the burgers always do.
I think our wings are ready.
Yeah, no, their service, I think, for being one-handed is definitely cramping people's style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen. Oh, hey, loose that term loosely. Thanks.
We
which
got
ones are which?
We got the blue cheese sauce.
Fine. Well, I guess it's a mix of two.
We'll find out, yes.
Maybe she just... Uh-huh.
It'd be nice to have.
These are quite a lot.
Pardon? I didn't hear it all.
What kind of sauce is on these?
I don't know which one did you order.
We asked for stupid hot and habanero, but these are more.
This is the stupid hot, this is I know.
Okay.
And cascabel?
Habanero.
So this is
okay.
Okay. Not stupid hot.
Not habanero. If Gerber made chicken wings, these would be about.
Although they are meaty?
Yeah. Those are better than these.
Which one is better? Okay. That's a stupid hot. I'm not certain I believe them, but there is a slight color difference.
That's like a hot blue cheese pudding.
A hot blue cheese pudding?
Yeah.
Hot as in spicy or hot as in heat? Or as in temperature?
Warm.
Okay. They just have a slight sting. The stupid hot is just not stupid hot. It's just stupid.
Sweet.
I'm just trying to figure out what would account for the lousy service. It's like this room can be handled by one person.
Uh-huh. In a rush?
No, not in a rush at all.
Usually I'm the impatient person.
It took 21 minutes, 5 seconds, and 903 thousandths of a second from the time the wings were ordered to the time they arrived. Once the wings were done, E. coli texted a friend who had recently been at Le Jolifou to ask about her experience.
Oh, she says she was here last week and frankly very confused. Some things good, some things odd, some things expensive, some cheap. Great margarita.
Mm-hmm. They got three different margaritas. Ask her which one. Josh's, Sean's, or the David's. And I want to know what the stuff on the jars that they put on the table is. And why
pickle?
Everybody get... Some people have gotten two jars. Most people have gotten bread. Some people have even gotten four jars.
It then took 10 minutes, 15 seconds, and 405 thousandths of a second for the burgers to arrive.
Watch your hands.
Yep.
Also.
Which one's that? Two new or all dressed?
Can you just pick up?
Uh-huh.
This is the all-dressed.
All-dressed, okay.
Thank you.
Enjoy, gentlemen.
Okay.
Will do. Okay, so we'll cut this
so
in
you
half.
Cut... Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. Sip again.
I'll have another beer, please. Mm-hmm.
This burger is cold.
So on the two new, toppings are too cold for the burger.
I'm listening.
The burger has a really strange taste.
They are rare.
They're rare. The patties are very firm.
Yeah, they look like they're machine. From this angle, they look like they're machine form.
Call this too new is a stretch.
Yeah, actually, from looking at them, I can't quite tell the difference between. Yeah, both of them have avocado.
One of them has brisket and poblano.
Okay. This one has the brisket and poblano.
I got a big whopping huge chunk of wet. Oh, that's gristle.
That's
I'm sorry.
Not good.
No, just see.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a big, huge chunk of gristle. That's gross.
And then you puke your guts out.
On the positive side, it means it was ground. It could mean it was ground in house.
Yeah, wow.
Nope.
I got more.
No, I agree. I agree entirely. This is not a. I'm just why are you doing the two new or the?
No, the two new.
Okay.
Cheese is too strong. The meat is fucking revolting. And look, it looks like Elliot Kligman's hamburger.
Elliot Kligman, owner of Dunn's Famous Restaurant.
That's hardly cooked.
You just set it to cook, and you're off the hook.
I'm very disappointed.
We're talking about the worst burger in the city?
It isn't worse. It's just... I built it up, and it isn't living up to the hype.
I got two big fucking chunks of gristle in here.
Mm-hmm. No, and there is.
I don't want to know anything about this burger. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Maybe no. Some mayo, some ketchup, salt.
No, something is definitely wrong.
This is awful. Mm-hmm. They're not even paying attention to their dining room. Mm-hmm. She got my beer. That's mm-hmm. good.
Fries any good?
I'd like some mayo or ketchup would be nice. Well, mayo, preferably.
No, that's... Let me try whatever that is.
Coleslaw?
No, the red stuff first.
Oh, the pickled onions, cheap trick. You want this other half of the burger? I really have no interest in it.
You want something else?
No.
Let me try my half first. I'm not certain it's that bad.
The gristle was just unacceptable. That was really, really gross.
And then you puke your guts out.
Yes, I'm getting there.
There, the brisket is nice in the burger. It's not gonna kill you.
I'm just not happy. This is a major disappointment.
I can understand entirely.
That's fine, thank you. Oh, that would be nice. Yeah. Yeah, please. This is a major failsy.
Uh-huh. So then the question is...
This is horrible.
Upon talking to them, they invite us back to try and show that they can do something good?
No.
You just say no?
You know what, Zeke? You said to me back last time, mm-hmm. you know, should we ask, you know, talk to them about a redo?
Mm-hmm.
And you said no redos. That's mm-hmm. the way it is.
Okay.
One try, right. That's it.
And I'm definitely not having as negative a reaction as you are. Our reactions are the exact opposite of Le Pickup, where you thought they were all right, and I thought it was horrible.
The waitress, whose name we missed, finally comes over and inquires as to how our meal is going. E. coli lets her know.
Shit happens. It's okay. We will survive.
No, it's not okay. It's unacceptable.
But you.
I'm so sorry. Usually when I bring the sauces, it's because I bring the bread.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have burgers, I'm like, I don't know if I'm bringing them bread. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What are the other two things, the other two jars that everybody else has?
Yeah, we're sure that's an initial.
No, what are they?
It's a sausage and a corn. mm-hmm. and a salsa of green tomato.
Okay. And then ultimately, this is minor. It's, you didn't cook the food. So you didn't cook the food. And there's, yeah, it's the sort of thing where if the food was good, then most everything else could be passed over. But it's the sort of thing the food was not terribly good at all, and at which point then this goes bad, this goes bad, this goes bad, and
just everything cumulus, just, yeah.
It's a, the bill.
The bill.
It's okay.
No.
No.
Sorry about that.
No. Send us the bill.
It's okay. We're offering it. It's okay. So, but thank you for your...
The gristle, it was disgusting.
Yeah. Who
does your meat? You do the meat here? Do you grind the meat here?
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess somebody just missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all done. It's all the butcher, mm-hmm. and then they grind it. Mm-hmm. They take the babette, they take all the different parts, and then they assemble it. But that shoes, and then obviously, I'm so sorry about that. It's our mistake. But thank you for being so honest.
Well, yeah, well, sorry, I get very upset about this stuff. Sorry.
Yeah, well,
yeah. We will survive.
It's a serious matter. Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, I hope you'll try it. I've had it. It was out of this world. It shouldn't have been this bad experience at all. I'm not much of a meat eater,
mm-hmm.
but I enjoyed it. Sorry, you didn't. Maybe I have to try again.
It's okay.
I've never heard of mea culpa like they've given before.
My blood pressure's dropping now.
Okay.
But I mean, it's still... it's so sad. I mean, mm-hmm. I had such high expectations.
Yeah, I had very high... And that, to me, ultimately, probably is downfall as well. I'm learning with the dance to go in with very low expectations, just because then once they're exceeded, you're always happy.
Right.
Anytime I go in with high expectations, I'm disappointed.
Is it cheaper to have bad service and comp an occasional meal than it is to hire another server? So, I mean, I think things like, you know, the topping's cold, the bun's fluffy, this meat isn't good, mm-hmm. and then just, you know, I take a bit of somebody apologizing and then say, mm-hmm. and just leave it at that.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 992 of the Montreal Burger Report. Where Zeke and E. coli try to eat burgers and lose any food. What went wrong? Will David Ferguson be able to make everything all right? And how would you describe Zeke's epiphany? Find the answer to these and other questions next week in episode 993 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger chat.
Holy barracuda!
The Jelly Food is located at 1840 Bogan. They are open Tuesday to Sunday night until 10 o'clock. Later on Fridays and Saturdays. Their phone number is 514-722-2175 and the website is thejellyfood.com. In a nutshell, Montreal Burger Report is
McGill a Gorilla. McGill a Gorilla for sale.
The film Diner.
Oh, Carol, seriously, it was an accident, I swear to God.
An accident? Your thing just got into a box of popcorn.
Ah, okay.
Bonjour, mon nom est Normand Laprise, de restaurant Toki à Montréal.
It is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and E. coli go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and talk about them and to the people who make them. There is a new episode available every Wednesday morning at MontrealBurgers.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write to us, our email address is MontrealBurgers@gmail.com. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers and cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon, in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Johnny Hicks for the music, and you for listening.
Thank you.